Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 12th, 2009, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Monthly Small Business Training Call. We do this call the second Monday of every month, and it is designed primarily to assist our Moore Success Team associates that are interested in working the small business marketplace within Prepaid Legal. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our team website. That's moresuccessteam.com. Now to introduce tonight's special small business trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Millionaire Club member, and the leader of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. Thank you very much. And, you know, Randy, I hope you'll remind them before we get off this call to be sure and get registered for the breakout session. It's getting right on top of it. It's one of the greatest part of the convention. We have reports every single year. And then before we start in, Mr. Stonecipher wanted me to start putting out that Mr. John Hale and I will be St. Louis, Missouri on the 31st day of this month to hold a Super Saturday. So we'll be glad to see everybody there. Besides that, Randy, we've got a great person, executive director on the team, a trainer right here in the great state of Oklahoma, has a guest with him tonight, one of the stars on our team, Mr. Bob Griffin. Mr. Bob Griffin.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Thank you for that great introduction, and thank you, everyone, for being on the call. Wow, a lot of folks tuning in from a lot of places around the country, and that fires me up. I appreciate everybody being on the call. And obviously, this is our first call of the new year. So happy new year from our family to yours. And I can't express the excitement that's building. I've been in contact with Fran Tarkington, Nick Serba, Jeff Cordell down in the Small Business Support Center in Atlanta. A lot of new things coming out for the new year. When I talk to the folks at the home office about the numbers of memberships that are coming in, when we talk to Melanie Lawson and the people upstairs about the retention rate of the small business plans, folks, it's one of those things that if you go back, those of you that have been in the business a while, excuse me, and if you'll recall where Group was, probably 4 or 5 years ago, as recent as that, there was a point there where all of a sudden it was just there was more groups and more enrollments than we had people to go do them, and everything that I see is the small business marketplace is there. Call it the economy, call it what you will, but it's just a no-brainer that the small business person and the self-employed person is in need of our services more than ever. We talk about how if we're going to do something for small-town America and for the small business owner, there's nothing we can do, you and I can do, ladies and gentlemen, to help America strengthen and to keep America strong than to keep the small businesses open. You've heard us talk about that. That's why people came to America. They came here for freedom. They came here for freedom to work for themselves, to start their own businesses. And you and I have a tool in our hands today, the small business plan, through Prepaid Legal Services and GoSmallBiz.com to help keep America strong, to strengthen the small business owner, and to keep his and her doors open. And that's an awesome, awesome thing for me to think about. And then when I see the things that are aligning for 2009 in our company and within these plans, well, you just can't help but be excited. A special guest I have on the phone with us tonight, in my, I guess, 4 years of working in the home office of Prepaid Legal, 3 of those years were spent as in the position of small business coordinator, basically the liaison between Prepaid Legal Services and Fran Tarkington's company, GoSmallBiz.com. Made several trips over to Atlanta. One of my responsibilities there as small business coordinator was working with the other trainers in the area all across the company. And, of course, you know, receiving their rosters and working with them in a variety of capacities there. And it never ceases to amaze me, and I have mentioned this in person to a lot of you associates at our conventions, that it's mind-boggling to me the relationships that are made within this company. When you work the marketing lines and the marketing support lines and the executive director lines and the phone lines that I did as small business coordinator, you talk to a lot of folks, and you create relationships, you make relationships, and you actually become friends with people that you wouldn't know if they – and if you've never worked in this capacity, then I want you to understand this from the marketing consultants, the people that you talk to daily. I know that you have those relationships with the folks on the other end of the phone. But it's always been mind-boggling to me to have a friendship and a relationship with someone and then meet them at a convention and finally get to put a face with it. Well, one of the folks that I consider a dear friend and a fellow trainer, co-trainer in California, on the phone tonight, I'd like to introduce to you trainer from the Carlsbad, San Diego area, Barbara Lebson. Barbara?
Hello, Ken. Ken, Bob, get the right names here and I'll be in good
shape. That's okay. Ken's a good name. That's all right.
That's one gentleman that if I'm confused with him, I'm going to do just fine. Barbara is one of our trainers, and she teaches small business classes out in the California area. So I heard a lot of you folks in that area out there call in and identify yourself on the phone. So perhaps you've met Barbara. I've had the opportunity to do that. She's a wonderful lady, a wonderful trainer. And Barbara, I'd like for you to just share some of your experiences of the marketplace, some of the things that you're finding in your classrooms, some success stories from associates, and just anything you'd like to share with the call tonight. So just take it away.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bob. And after that, a faux pas to start out there, that was great. But I want to thank you for the nice introduction and also just that it was just wonderful working with you at the home office and getting acquainted with you at that particular time. And, of course, I think we probably both remember the first time we really personally became acquainted. So I just
Absolutely.
Really appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you.
And then I also want to thank Ken and Randy Moore for all their support as leaders and for having me on the call tonight. This is a great privilege, let me tell you.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you. Yes, we do live in sunny Southern California, and we choose to live here. We grew up in snow, so it's nice to be here where we don't have to worry about the snow times. But Roger and I have had the privilege of being with Prepaid Legal just a little over 4 years. And Roger does all the behind-the-scenes work, and I do the people stuff. In fact, they kind of laugh at our class because he collects the money and I do the work, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that works out good for us. But we came into Prepaid Legal. I had just pretty well retired from the insurance and investment business, and although I still do keep my licenses active and help to service my established clients, about 90% of my time is spent with Prepaid Legal. We were recruited by a doctor, and so I do find them as great prospects to go tell our story to, and especially working the business markets, I find that especially the new ones just going into practice just really see the value as soon as you're able to get a time with them. They're hard to get times with, but as soon as you can and do a presentation, it's hardly ever do they say no. I spend time in the business market simply because that is an area that I did work in the insurance business, and I know the value that this is to the business owner, and especially with Go Small Biz. I mean, they do use a legal plan, but Go Small Biz is really, as far as I'm concerned, kind of where this whole service is. We also do some group business, and we do work on recruiting and I would consider us a complete associate as far as working in all areas of the business. But I kind of like to wake up in the morning with the thought of, you know, who can I help today? And I've already made my list of contacts the night before, and that would come from possibly Reference USA, which we show our students how to use this in the class. And then I also am very active in some network marketing groups in our church, in Chamber of Commerce. I kind of almost feel like I've become Miss Prepaid Legal in the chamber. They seem to give me referrals, and that is very nice, so I respect them for that very, very much. I also belong to an organization called the American Business Women's Association, which are most of them are small business owners. and with the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. And these are all insurance and investment people who own their own businesses. So I'm not at a lack of prospects. It's probably lack of time more than anything else, because we are pretty much retired, so we do kind of live the life of a retiree. So we work prepaid legal around our retired time. So planning is really, really important to us, and this is one of the things, again, in the class that I emphasize, because most of the people in the class are working other JOBs at this time. So they're facing kind of the same thing, just in a different way. But one of the things that I feel, you know, is really important is doing the planning and following the system. The system's been in place. Of course, some of the top producers in the small business market, Lisa and Charlie Mellencamp, they've just redefined the whole system a lot for us, and I've worked very closely with them. But what I find in the training class is that a couple of the hardest things that the associates have problems with is plugging into the system, feeling like their system is going to work better. And so until they try their system and find out it doesn't work, then we finally get them back into the system that's been refined. Certification training, going one time, you know, just doesn't do it all. And so, you know, we do emphasize coming back and taking the training over and over again. I liken it to the coming into prepaid legal and going to our business briefings. We need to be there every week to get refreshed and just get our belief structure in place. And this is the same thing with coming to the class if they're going to work the small business markets, because we give out so much information on that one day of training that when associates do repeat the training, those who do take us at our word and come back, they always comment about how they're so glad they came back. And I find the ones who do repeat at least the second time come back again and again and bring their new associates to the training. One of the things that I emphasize, too, is that, you know, as if you're just concentrating on recruiting and building your organization, and that's just absolutely a first thing to do in this business if you want to have that freedom income, is that so many of the people we recruit are already in a business. I was on the phone with the potential recruit one evening and got to the point that, yes, he wants to become an associate and sign up as a member and so forth. And I'd asked him what he was doing. And at the time, he was unemployed, and so he was coming into this to make some money. And so when we got to the application, and I have them go online, and I kind of follow along with them, he said, well, what's this home-based business writer? And this was before I really, you know, feel like I got good at this. And I said, well, that's a writer for somebody who has a home-based business. And he said, I said, do you have a home-based business already? And he says, well, yeah, I kind of do some, you know, car repair work and stuff out of my home. And so, yeah, I do run a business out of my home, but I just need more money. That's why I came to you. And I said, well, definitely, then that would be for you. And he says, okay, well, another $1,450, that's fine. And he signs up. And I thought, boy, have I been missing the boat here. I better start asking people a little bit more about, you know, what they're doing, because I'm finding after that a lot of people do have another home-based business. And so they would be, you know, people that we would market the home-based business plan or the legal plan for self-employed. And, of course, for all prepaid legal associates, they need to have one or the other of those plans to be able to know how they work, and I'm not going to go into the story here today or this evening about which plan you should have. Either go to your trainer, your upline, or whoever, and kind of figure that out, because for prepaid legal associates, you could have either one. I have known the legal plan for self-employed for my personal reasons. But anyway, this is one of the things that, you know, learning the different plans and who they're for. Of all the calls that my students will call me on, it's usually I have this prospect and I'm not sure which plan to sell them. So I start asking them questions, and sometimes they have the answers and sometimes they have to go get that information. And so I help them decide, you know, which plan is for who. That seems to be a big area of concern, that they're just not sure which one to market the plan to. I believe very strongly in the business owner's legal plan for anybody that has any employees at all. And I learned this the hard way as well, because I marketed a legal plan for self-employed to a friend of mine who has a trucking business, and it worked well for her. She's the owner. She had several employees, and, of course, truckers as well as her office staff. And until one day I get a phone call about 4:30 in the afternoon. She says, Barbara, you got to come over right now. She said, I need to get the business owner's legal plan. And I thought, how does she even know about that? And so I said, well, okay. And so I go over there. Well, it turns out that there had been an incident happen where one of her truckers was dealing with her bookkeeper, personnel, HR person, on a situation. And the owner wasn't involved in it at all. So she called the attorneys to get some help on this, and they said, well, we can't deal with them. It would have to be, you'd have to be involved in it. And they ended up calling home office at Ada and found out that she needed the business plan so to be able to handle this situation. So we signed her up on the business plan online and reduced her legal plan for self-employed down to just the expanded family plan with the IDT, and she was able to get the help she needed right then. So that taught me another lesson, you know, make sure that I know what I'm marketing and how these plans work. And it was about that time, I think, that I became the trainer. So that all worked out pretty well. Another area of information, of course, that I really stress very strongly with everybody is the PPL bizplan.com site, as well as gosmallbiz.com. These are two areas that all associates need to just really get plugged into and spend at least an hour a week probably on each one of those each week to be able to really learn again the system. The PPL Biz Plan, of course, is the tools and the scripts and information, and Go Small Biz is learning just exactly what's available there. The first time I went on that site, I thought, oh, my gosh, how do you ever navigate your way around it? And so just by repeatedly going on there and being on the conference calls, the Wednesday call and so forth, was able to do that. And then now that's what I pass on to my business owners and what I really spend time on in the class, on teaching people how to use that Go Small Biz site. And I just want to say thanks to Nick Serba and Jeff Cordell and Fran Tarkington for the fine job that they've done on these resources, because it's just it's all there. We just need to know where to find it, and that's what I try to help my students do, is where to go to get the answers. But anyway, just going back to the system, you know, once you're certified, then you begin the prospecting with the free business listing, and I use this all the time. Sometimes I call and make appointments, and sometimes I'm just doing walk-ins. It just depends on the source. I've found that, for instance, the doctors, the medical people, you must have an appointment with them. Insurance agents, they require appointments first. Your manufacturing people and some of the other businesses, car repair places, you know, you can walk in on them just fine and do great. But I use the free business listing with all of them. And then the presentation, I stress strongly the flip chart. I firmly believe that, again, that keeps you on track. And my background with the insurance business and my prior occupation before then was always with flip charts, and they have a beginning and a middle and an end, to put it very bluntly, and this is what will keep you on track and make sure that you don't leave something out or add a lot of something to it that doesn't need to be added, and it keeps it simple. And then, of course, the application and the referrals. When I first started in the business markets, my goal was to do a minimum of 2 free business listings a day, and I hoped that I would not have to do a presentation because I was just learning those. But anyway, I can remember the first presentation, the lady says after I asked the questions on the back, yes, I'd like to hear that right now. I thought, oh, dear. And it was pretty bad. She didn't buy, and I wouldn't have bought for me either. But anyway, it was good for me because I realized then how much practice I needed to do, and these scripts are just a work in progress for all of us. I don't care how good we get at them. The one thing that I also think is really important as when we go in and call on people is when we come out of any business call, whether we made the sale or not, is just to ask ourselves 2 questions. The first one is what worked. Now, it might be you walked through the door and you asked to do a free business listing and they said no, but you did go through the door. So that worked. But you need to figure out how you're going to go to the next step. So the next thing is, what could I have done differently? Well, maybe you didn't smile enough. Maybe you didn't ask the question right, whatever the case may be. Or maybe you went ahead and made the sale, but maybe it just didn't go the way you thought it should have, and you felt like you were selling rather than helping. So you need to go ask the questions. What could I have done differently? Maybe you did the free business listing, asked the questions on the back, but didn't get the presentation. Or you got the presentation done, and then they said, gee, I got to talk to my wife, I got to talk to my partner, I got to talk to whoever. And that's because you forgot to ask. Is there somebody else who needs to hear this information? So all those scripts are just so important that you follow them the way they are. And even to the free business listing, when you go to ask the questions, you just turn it over and ask the questions. You don't ask their permission, and they just answer them. It's just the way it works. If you don't make the pauses and everything, you don't. I always say that if you have them asking you questions, you've lost control of the interview. So if you can keep control and you ask what I could have done differently, you usually always figure out what it was that where you lost it along the way and can help get that done better the next time. If you're working with a workout partner, this is awesome because if you can find somebody that you can go out together with, and I've never had anybody in my downline. Well, I shouldn't say that. I've had a few people in my downline that I've taken out, and it's worked out real, real well for both of us. But most of the time, it's in my sideline, somebody who's maybe on somebody else's team, even on another group. They don't even have to be in our team at all, but just somebody that's sidelined to you that's in the business. We're all on the same team with Harlan, so that's what counts. And go out together and call on some businesses. And when you do that, the way I found it works best is we just would alternate one. I do the first one, she does the second one, or he, whoever it is I'm working with. And the person who's doing the call does everything, and the other person just kind of observes. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of times the person you're talking to thinks that the one who's observing is doing the training. And that's not, of course, usually the case. But anyway, it's kind of fun. And then when we leave, then again, the two questions. What did I do that worked, and what could I have done differently? And it's nice to be able to bounce that back and forth off of somebody else. Referrals are the key to this business and keeping you going, even though, you know, we have all these other resources. Just ask for referrals. Even if you've just taken a free business listing, ask for a referral. People love to help other people, and if we don't ask, you know, we're guaranteed not to get. So make sure and ask for the referrals. And when those referrals turn out to be positives for you, be sure to go back to the other person and tell them thank you. It's also a good way to recruit because if you've made a sale off of it, you can go back and say, you know, hey, Bob, guess what? You know, the other person was interested in this plan too, and I can either send this in on totally in my name, or if you would be interested in making a commission, you know, we can get it in on your name. So either way, you know, they win. So it's just a great way to tie in the recruiting to your business. The thing to keep in mind is in the small business markets is that small business members keep their membership, and especially if you do your follow-ups. They need to learn how to use both the legal service and the Go Small Biz. And I just had one the other day that I called back on. Happens to be one of my dentists. And he said, gosh, Barbara, I asked him a couple questions, and they haven't answered me. And I said, that doesn't sound quite right. Let's go through the process here and see what happened. Well, he didn't realize that he had to click on in and go back into Go Small Biz to go in and get the answers. And, of course, there were the answers to his questions. So just little things like that that can make the difference between a happy member and one who maybe is not so happy.
Yeah, it sounds like that follow-up was extremely, extremely worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. And they're always so surprised when we tell them we'll follow up. And when I come back, they always seem surprised that I've actually done what I said I was going to do. So, yeah, I believe in the follow-up big, big time. So I just wish everybody well in this market. And any questions that you have, Bob, at all?
Well, I want to I've made some notes here. Wow, I wish I'd have called you a long time ago. Wow is all I can say. You have hit on some key points here. I'm kind of doing this backwards on my notes. I just want to kind of recap in reverse. I hope you've been making some notes, and if not, grab that pen and paper and write down what I did. In reverse here, she talked about how it leads to recruiting. Who would you prefer to recruit from but the small business marketplace and the professional business owner who already is in a business mindset, who already knows how to build a team, knows how to train and knows how to handle employees, and as I say, is in a business mindset, knows how to build a business. So she talked about recruiting. She talked about two key things here that I wrote it down. I put a star beside it. I drew underlines because, Barbara, you mentioned workout partners. You mentioned asking for referrals, and you mentioned the self-critique at the end of the call.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent time with Mr. Ken Moore and Mr. Wilburn Smith, and I've heard the stories of how those two founders, if you will, I call those two and Mr. Stonecipher the three musketeers of this company, if you will. I mean, they're right there at the ground floor of this thing, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for those three men. But that's how Wilburn Smith and Ken Moore, and Mr. Moore, if you are ready to join in here in a moment, I've heard so many stories of that self-critique at the end of the call and the workout partnership that Mr. Wilburn Smith and Mr. Ken Moore enjoyed all those years. And, of course, everyone knows that Wilburn Smith is the master of asking for referrals, and he preaches that everywhere he goes. My notes in reverse here, you really hit on something that everyone needs to go to PPL Biz Plan and GoSmallBiz.com and just become a student. You've got to have an intimate knowledge of your product. I make the example in my classrooms, Barbara, and I'm sure you've heard this, we've done this, but it's the bedside mannerism. You go to see a doctor, and he will ask a lot of questions. He will determine what your symptoms are. He'll find out where you're hurting, and then based on his years of education and the intimate knowledge of his product, he can provide a solution to where you're hurting. So your suggestion on studying PPL Biz Plan and GoSmallBiz.com is outstanding. I want to encourage everyone to do that. I'm also very impressed. You mentioned two different times in your talking to your members tonight, the one lady with the legal plan for the self-employed that needed to upgrade, she called you and said, you need to come over here. And I think that's just outstanding. I think that is to be commended because that means that you didn't just make a sale and run, but she knew who you were because you did a follow-up. You let her know you were there to assist her in the future. And when she indeed needed help, she was not an unhappy customer. She called you, and you provided a solution. And I just think that's great that your members, you know, still know that they have that relationship and they're on a first-name basis with you. Going back earlier in Barbara's training this evening, associates on the line, you need to know that you can ask. She mentioned two things that I wrote down. And just in your daily conversations, you can ask people what are they currently doing, and that leads to the opportunity. And you can ask them, where are you working and what kind of benefits do you have, and that leads to group. And you can do that in daily conversations. And then, of course, back there earlier, she mentioned her work in the chambers and the many networking facilities that she's in, and that is where the small business owners are, and that's how you get acquainted with those people in the communities. And Barbara, everything that you've touched on is just a great job tonight. Mr. Ken Moore, have you come back in on the call?
Hear me okay, Bob?
Yes, sir.
I had myself muted out there and I was talking. I knew nobody's listening to me. You know, what an outstanding job she does. You know, what she was talking about critiquing afterwards, you know, there's a lot of difference in...
I knew you'd like that.
There's a lot of difference in criticizing and critiquing, and she critiques. And we used to call, Wilbur and I call that curbside management, because when we left a business, what we were doing, we'd get in the car and we would sit and we'd discuss, just as she said, what we could have done better, what we did wrong, if anything. You know, sometimes things just don't happen the way you want them. You want those to. And, yes, Wilburn is absolutely great at getting referrals. If you ever listen to Wilburn's story, it was about 2 years into the business before Wilburn ever got a referral because he's afraid to ask for them. So if you listen
more
to the story sometimes, you'll find out that I used to get so excited for making a sale, I forget to ask for the referral. And I like everything she said. It's outstanding. I can see why she's doing so well in the prepaid. If we as a team can ever do anything, or myself as an individual for you, Barbara, all you have to do is just pick that phone up and call. We'll be very happy to try it.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you know, and Ken and Randy, I want you to know that this lady definitely practices what she preaches and lives what she teaches and trains on, because in visiting with her earlier about this call, she actually wanted me to give her a call back and critique her performance on this call tonight.
Well, you know what else we need for her to announce when her next school is going to be out there, Bob, and you need to announce when your next school is going to be.
Barbara, tell them about your next training schedule.
Yes. Okay, my next training is going to be this coming Saturday in Carlsbad, and it's all on the back office under training, and we're starting at 9:30. The class will start at 9:30.
In which town do you live now, Barbara?
I actually live in Vista, California, but the class is in Carlsbad.
Carlsbad, okay.
Yeah, we're in San Diego County.
So anyone on this
and
team?
And also I'd like to give my name, my number, too, if anybody does want to call me and have any questions.
Sure, you bet.
Do that.
Yeah, 760-598-8043.
Great. Anyone in the Carlsbad area, or if you can, you know.
Southern California.
Southern California, if you can push, pull, or drive your vehicle or get a ride, anything you can do to get there. Folks, we are wanting to get this 2009 kicked off in the small business marketplace by increasing numbers all across the team, and with people like Barbara and some other great trainers from coast to coast. But we're going to really blow this thing up, and Mr. Moore has put a lot of emphasis and a lot of effort into increasing small business numbers. We need everyone on this call to set some goals, to do what to just follow the examples Barbara set here this evening. Here in Ada, this Wednesday from 3 to 9 at the home office, I'll be doing my small business class, and then, of course, the group school will be following Thursday and Friday. So with that, again, Barbara, great job. I'm not going to call you and critique you, because I absolutely cannot find anything wrong with the job you did tonight. I'll just critique you in front of the whole team.
Oh, great job.
It's absolutely. Randy probably has something to say there, Bob.
Yeah, I want to turn it back over to Randy now.
I only have one last statement to make, and I couldn't leave without this, because Mr. Serba always says that if you don't make the call, you can't make the sale.
And there you go.
That's true.
Thank you.
Barbara, this is Randy. Thank you so much for being on the call. I got a lot of good out of it. I know our team did. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to spend with our team tonight. So thank you very much.
And remember, this call is recorded, and you can go back and listen to it again.
Absolutely. And Mr. Griffin, thank you again for being our special guest trainer. We do appreciate you very, very much. I want to remind everyone that the second Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do this special small business training call. The first Monday of every month, of course, we do a special group training call. And then every Monday of the month at the 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do our special leadership training call on our team. And, of course, tonight, immediately following this call, Mr. Dave Savola, the number one money earner in prepaid legal, will be our guest speaker tonight. So you need to make sure and get your teams on that call. And then immediately following that call at 10 p.m. Central, we're going to do a special 20-minute recruiting call. We are laser-focused on recruiting on our team right now, and we did one at 7 p.m. tonight, so I'm doing conference calls for 4 straight hours tonight just to help our team. So, and then we've got some special announcements that we're going to be making tonight as far as recruiting. So, again, I want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight. Appreciate the job that you're doing out in the field. God bless you. And, again, we'll hear you back in about 30 minutes on our 9 p.m. Central Standard Time More Success Team call.
Yep, if you can be close, any place within 150 miles, 200 of Bob's training class for this weekend, we'll be sure and be there. You'll get a lot of good out of it, and I'm sure you'll go away a little bit more jingle in your pocket.
We'll see you at 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
See you at 9.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.